Thunder Express.
I need to speak with Mr. Murray.
Who's calling?
This is Mr. Mercer.
Mr. Mercer?
Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R. For Bill Murray?
No, he's not in right now.
Bull Butter, he is, too.
Huh?
I can bet you $1 he is.
I bet you $2 he's not.
I'll bet you $5 he is.
Well, you want to lose your whole check?
Huh?
Been at 10 o'clock and left at probably 11.
Who is this?
This is Bill Mackin.
Bill, are you in charge of some of that shipment down there then?
Yeah.
Because I had a problem with it.
What's the problem?
Well, my Aunt Edie McCracken live up there in Boston.
Yeah.
And she got a package from y'all the other day.
Yeah.
And opened it up, and there's a bunch of, apparently a bunch of them sex toys in there.
Really?
Hell yeah, and she didn't order any of that crap, but her little dog got in that thing, Monica, and ate, you know, 4 or 5 of them things up, and they had to take her to the vet. She had that one of them banana shaped ones down in her gut.
Here you go. Hold on 1 second, please. Thunder Express.
Yeah, this is me still.
1 second.
Wow.
It's Mike. Can I help you?
I don't know. Who was I talking to a while ago?
Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead, sir. Can I help you?
Well, yeah, but you was the one I was talking to a moment ago.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, we got a problem with the dadgum dog down there because he got one of them toys in her gut. And we're going to have to get it took out, and they want money.
So what would you like me to do?
Well, are you in charge of that thing down there? She didn't order it, and it's y'all's company that delivered it.
All we do, all we're around is a trucking company with the delivery agent. Well, you deliver.
Yeah, I know it. They shipped it to the wrong place, I guess, because it weren't hers, and the damn dog got into it before she knew what it was. And we need some money down there. You know, hell, Edie McCracken, she's on a fixed income down there. And I told her I'd take care of this. Huh?
What city is it in?
She's in Boston, where she is right now. I don't know the dog. He probably there, too. But I need to probably get about $400 right today so we can get to that vet so he can open her up or whatever he's got to do down there.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Sir, how can I help you?
How many folks have I talked to down there?
I'm sorry?
How many of y'all am I going to have to talk to before I can get something done about it?
Well, sir, we didn't know what you were calling for. You were asking for names. I can help you out, sir.
I don't need no name. I told him, that old boy what I was talking to a while ago, what the problem was.
Right, can I ask who's calling?
Is Bill Murray around there?
No, but I'm Mike Sforza. I'm the operations manager. Can I help you with something?
You're who?
I'm the operations manager. I can help you when Billy's not around.
Well, I don't know. My aunt's got a dog over here that she got a sex toy that she has ate up and swallowed and got in her gut down there and can't pass.
Can I ask who's calling?
This is Roy Damn Mercer.
And who do you work with, sir?
I'm getting ready to work over the fella that shipped this thing to her.
All right.
I don't work with nobody. I'm calling on behalf of my great aunt Edie, lives up there to Boston.
And she lives in Boston?
She lives up there to Boston. And she got a problem, and I'm in town for just a couple of days. I was up here doing a little sightseeing.
I was trying to find where they dumped all that tea and such.
The problem is I need $400.
You need $400?
$400.
For what?
For the goddamn vet that's going to have to cut the dog open to get this sex toy out of his gut that y'all put down in there.
We put it in your dog's gut.
You put it in the box, and the dog got in the box.
All right, and that's our fault?
It's your fault, and y'all are the one that's going to take the ass-whooping over it.
All right, we don't deliver sex toys, sir.
I'm going to deliver an ass-whooping is what I'm going to do.
All right, sir, have a good day.
I ain't having a good day.
Press.
This ain't Mike DeForza. You're the one I talked to first. Y'all hung up on me down there.
Just like that. We don't have time to be playing games. What can I do for you?
Where's Bill?
Bill's not in today.
We're calling from radio station in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Nah, see, you f***ing guys. Let me tell you. That's why Mike hung up on you. You guys. Trying to do a fucking play a game with Bill. He didn't listen to me when I told him. He come in at 10 and left at 11. He said, look, they're on a conference call last night.
Who is this?
Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike. We call
you
him.
You guys got me going. I'm getting all heated over here. I'm like, this guy's got a... whoever it is f***ing around, sex toys. Don't deliver sex toys. Beat it, I thought. I was like, have a nice day.
You're about to deliver me a sex toy, I think.
I was, you know, what was going on, man? I'm like a dog. I'm like, it's not my problem. And at first, because once the guy, at first I'm like, all right, whatever this guy's talking about. Then he starts swearing and s***. I'm like, you know what? Get out of here.